experimental and theoretical investigation of the gas phase C3P plus N2O reaction. Low temperature rate constants and astrochemical implications, by Kevin M. Hixon et al. The reaction between atomic carbon in its ground electronic state, C3P, and nitrous oxide, N2O, has been studied below room temperature due to its potential importance for astrochemistry, with both species considered to be present at high abundance levels in a range of interstellar environments. On the experimental side, we measured rate constants for this reaction over the 50 to 296 K range using a continuous supersonic flow reactor. C3P atoms were generated by the pulsed photolysis of carbon tetrabromide at 266 nanometers and were detected by pulsed laser-induced fluorescence at 115.8 nanometers. Additional measurements allowing the major product channels to be elucidated were also performed. On the theoretical side, statistical rate theory was used to calculate low temperature rate constants. These calculations employed the results of new electronic structure calculations of the 3A potential energy surface of CNNO and provided a basis to extrapolate the measured rate constants to lower temperatures and pressures. The rate constant was found to increase monotonically as the temperature falls, reaching a value of KC3P plus N2O, 50 kelvins, equals 7.9 plus 0.8 x 10 minus 11 CCS1 at 50K. As current astrochemical models do not include the C plus N2O reaction, we tested the influence of this process on interstellar N2O and other related species using a gas grain model of dense interstellar clouds. These simulations predict that N2O abundances decrease significantly at intermediate times, 10^3 to 10^5 years, when gas phase C3P abundances are high. This was an experimental and theoretical investigation of the gas phase C3P plus N2O reaction. Low temperature rate constants and astrochemical implications, by Kevin M. Hixon et al.